Hey, so I'm Mikey. I am the manly half of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, and I am out here on this limb by myself because my wonderful wife decided that it would be a good idea if our listeners got a taste of us as individuals. And I agreed. I thought it would be a phenomenal idea and hope that I didn't fuck it up or wouldn't fuck it up. So here we are. This is our very first indie episode. Indie being short for individual, and hopefully this doesn't suck and y'all actually like this. Being that this is the first one, I'm going to tell you all what this is about. So we're doing this because we met with Belief in Fatherhood. He's a content creator. He was here in Atlanta, and we had the opportunity of sitting down and meeting him with him in person and just talking. And he asked us how he, as a creator, could better serve us as podcasters and content creators. And we couldn't think of anything outside of asking for like an interview or a shout out. Because as creative as we are, we're also so tired all the time that it's hard to come up with new ideas for what it is that we want to do. But we always wanted to, we want to do as much as we can to take this podcast to the next level and grow this and reach more of an audience and interact with more people. And so he basically told us, like, y'all should probably do more episodes. And we were like, yeah, we can find a way to squeeze more episodes in with Mikey never being home and Randy being exhausted as hell because she's taking care of this child by herself, but whatever. We figured out how to do it, and now we have birthed indie episodes. But since that conversation, we've been trying to figure out how to bring you guys 2 episodes a week, so that it wouldn't burn us out and it would give you insight as to who we are as individuals and be entertaining. So we came up with the idea for the indie episodes. Now, these episodes are meant to shed more light on who we are outside of our roles as spouses. Marriage consists of 2 people, and not just spouses, but they're individuals who chose to come together. And we like to take these episodes to honor our individuality. So my episodes will be more about what's going on with me and my views of the world and how that pertains to my family sometimes. And Randy's will do the same. Just be a deeper dive into who she is. And I know y'all will love that because that girl got stories. And sometimes my goofiness overpowers that. And I'm really excited to see what she does with hers. And hopefully I like these, but whatever. From these episodes, you can come to expect 3 segments, right? So the first is What Had Happened Was, which is basically mini stories, funny stories, and personal anecdotes and thoughts. The second segment is Q&A, which is exactly what it sounds like, where y'all ask questions and I'll answer it. So we actually had Patreon subscribers submit some questions, and I'm going to answer them here in the future. No question is off limits. I actually don't mind putting myself out there and sounding foolish for y'all to get a laugh. We are going to, so I'm taking all questions. And finally, the third segment is I'll leave you with this. And basically, I'll leave you with something to go home with at the end, like a take home point when somebody closes out something. I don't know. You'll see what it is. Whatever. But yeah, we're just going to go ahead and jump into this before I say again. Mother lover, you gonna love this. Graduated from a rebel to a revolutionary in my area. They love this. I'm a wreck it like a revenant engine. Heaven's ascension, every dimension. Give me attention. Look at my soul, look at my heart, look at my hope. Got the world on my back, but I carry it though. Tell them God got my hand, I ain't letting it go. I came from the side of the ocean. Swim with the best of them, I can't deny I was chosen. Yeah, it's the Miggity Mac, milk in the mic. I don't think I'm giving it back. Living unlimited winnings, that's a limited fact. I mastered this, ain't no coming after this. Resurrected from the dead. Like, all right. So what happened was I actually decided one day to join my wife in making a podcast. And ever since then, things have kind of spiraled out of control. The podcast has actually become something that I love. I thought I'd like it, but I never thought that it would be something that I really loved doing with her. Number one reason being is I don't like to talk. So what I'm going to talk to y'all about today is why I don't want to talk. And why I don't like talking. Some people may be surprised by that because I talk, and I talk a lot if I want to, and I can talk well, but I genuinely hate communicating with people. And sometimes I do not know why. It could be because I am an introvert posing as an extrovert, trying to remain an introvert, but I know I gotta be an extrovert. I don't know, but I'm working on figuring it out. And this podcast has definitely been something to help me break out of that shell. And I'm hoping to get something from this, these individual episodes. It's my goal to, because I am forcing myself to talk more, it is my goal to hopefully become more comfortable with it and more comfortable with being vulnerable with sharing myself, and talking to people about things that matter to me or that I care about or that interest me, because maybe someone actually cares. And maybe this will actually inspire like another dude somewhere to share his thoughts or opinions. And I don't know. Or maybe it'll suck. Whatever. We'll find out. But this was hard because I'm nervous. And I think I'll talk about why I'm nervous. It's because being vulnerable is hard. It's really easy for me to be vulnerable with my wife, with my best friend. I've been talking to her since I was a teenager, and she would let me say off the wall shit, and she'd like laugh and she wouldn't judge me for it. But that's rare. Usually a lot of what you say to people and what you share to people is scrutinized and taken out of context some way, or people look at you like, what the hell is wrong with this person? And Randy could have had maybe like 100 and something moments of that as her reaction, but she never did. She just let me talk, and we fostered this space where we can like communicate. And I'm thinking maybe I could try that with others. And so I'm hoping that this individual episode, or mine specifically, will help me do that. But being vulnerable is hard. It's really hard when you're being vulnerable with people you're not having sex with, which is the point of these episodes. And communicating feelings suck because it takes work. You want to make sure that the message that you're delivering is taken the right way and or matters at all. And I don't know, it's just work. Nobody wants to do all of that. And I ended up having a really funny conversation with my mother about this maybe 2 or 3 days ago. And my mother is like a textbook Virgo. She's just hard sometimes. She's very to the point, and that's how she kind of raised me. But my mother and I were talking, and we were talking about how people like to communicate these days. And I'm really big on metaphors, so I probably use that a lot when I do these episodes. But basically, my mom was telling me a story, and when she talks to people, she goes from point A to, I said, point Z. Like she will have a starting point. She'll be like, okay, I know where I need to go, and that's what she's focused on. And I was explaining to her, I was like, people like it when you talk through the B, C, D, E, and you dive in depth about why you chose to do P and why you didn't just stop at L. Like it's, and she started laughing because that's just not something we like to do. Like we can process something really quickly in our heads and never say a word out loud, but have come up with like a plan and had a really in-depth conversation about how we want to do something and why we want to do something. And that comes across as disinterest to some people. Especially when it's like my mom, but like my mom is a very caring person. It just never came off like that when we were kids. And I don't want to be that type of person in my relationships to where I'm making all these plans and doing all this communication in my head, but it's not coming across to people I'm trying to like talk to and connect with. And I ultimately do want to connect with people. Or so I keep telling Randy and myself. Maybe I don't. And this is all the front. I don't know. But the way my mom raised me helped me with how I communicated with certain people. But growing up, I learned that I had to adjust. And so I did. Kids in school would tease me about the way that I would do things. And you don't want to be teased, so you adjust. People react a certain way and misunderstand your intentions. So you got to adjust. And all this is about adjusting for me as a person. One of the biggest things with me is that I use humor as sort of a deflection. So a lot of the times when we do these podcasts together, it's really easy for me to like bring humor into our conversations, because as a man, sometimes it's hard for me to communicate my initial thoughts, but I can make a joke about something and then double back and clarify, because it's a little easier for me to get it across that way. And hopefully, you know, having these vulnerable conversations with people or with this microphone, I could get better at it. One of the reasons why I was really nervous to do this is because last year I had an interview, and I didn't really talk to Randy about this. And I don't think I really processed this myself completely, but I had an interview, and the interview wasn't with a person. Basically, it was just me sitting in front of this computer, and I had to record my answers to like 5 questions. So the computer would prompt me and be like, give me a reason why, or a situation where you did this, and tell me how you came to this conclusion or whatever. Regular ass interview questions that if there was like a person in front of me, I would kill that shit, because there's a person to like talk to. But it's literally me staring at a camera and I'm looking at a screen of myself, and I feel like I look so stupid. And sometimes more specifically in this moment, sitting here just talking, I feel stupid kind of. I don't know. Just being exposed and talking. But doing that with her, there's like a balance, and there's like a person that I can like connect with. And I came to the conclusion that I actually want to connect with people. So this is me trying to, but it's a struggle. It's a struggle for me to share. It's a struggle for me to have these conversations. And I think that I think that is maybe more common than I think. I don't think that maybe I'm not a rarity. Maybe there's other people out there who struggle to have these conversations too. And I think that's why we get a lot of feedback from people about this amazing communication that they hear sometimes. And to me, it's like, man, I struggle through every conversation I have with this girl. Like, why? What is someone else seeing that I'm not? And I think that maybe they think that they're not capable of having these conversations just because they hadn't had them yet. And so I'm looking forward to the conversations that I have with you guys and doing it within this space. Obviously, future episodes will be, I don't know, more personable, maybe some more stories behind it. But Randy encouraged me to talk about what I wanted to talk about. And I guess I just really wanted to talk about how hard this is to talk today. This being open and exposed and vulnerable is just really difficult. And I take pages from Randy in that sense, because she's, while it's not, I know, 100% easier for her, she's kind of like led the way. And I think in seeing people do stuff, it kind of emboldens you and makes you want to like try it. So maybe this will make people talk to me. I don't know. I actually had some people reach out to me online, and there's, you know, guys that I've been keeping in communication with because of the podcast. And it's been cool because niggas don't talk. And I'm hoping that I can shift the narrative. And who knows? Maybe because of this, someone somewhere else will try to start speaking up more, no matter how awkward it'll start off. Let's go ahead and start segment two, Q&A. So these questions were submitted by some Patreon users, and we're going to extend this once we start seeing what type of feedback these episodes will get, and we'll see what type of questions you guys got. But the first question, I'm going to answer three, was what is your dream job following the coding course? So as most of you know, I have been in an immersive coding class, which just teaches you everything about web development and software engineering, and I am a software engineer. And if I had to choose a dream job, it would be one that pays. That's not fair to say. No, it would. I would love to work on something that I'm passionate about. The problem with that is I'm passionate about a lot of shit. I like cars, motorcycles. I like artificial intelligence. I'd be interested in doing something with anyone. I really want to get my foot in the door. But there are like big names that come to mind when you start thinking about like IT and tech, like Google. Is just one of those. Amazon is owning the world. I don't know. I think I would like to work in somewhere where the people actually like the job that they do. My dream job is a job where like I come home and I don't hate my family and my family isn't dreading when I step in the door. And like, it's a place where I actually like my coworkers and everyone is really honest about who they are and enjoy the work that they do. And because of that, we like get money together. We work together. We actually like the space that we're in because you spend more time with your coworkers than you do with your family. They are your second family. You're always there. So it would be a place. My dream job would be a place where I can make enough to really build something for my family, retire from when I'm in my 40s, mid 40s, hopefully. And it's enough to, what am I trying to say? It's a job where I feel like, yeah, I could do this and this could be the last thing I do. Second question, describe your perfect date night or vacation. I actually keep a Google Doc of vacation places that I've always wanted to go to and take Randy to. It's really just a list of places where I want to have sex with my wife. But number one on that list is St. Lucia. I have seen pictures of St. Lucia since I was a kid. It's like there's like regular stock photos you see when you Google tropical island or some shit. And there's like two mountains. And it's like covered in trees and it's like this beautiful beach and this water that you can like see all the way to the floor to. And I was like, damn, I would love to have sex with Randy in that water. And so St. Lucia is one of my dream places. And I would have my perfect date night there where we just ate some exotic shit that I can't pronounce. And we enjoyed like beach breeze because it's like my favorite thing in the world. And we just had some fun, like wholesome, married fun. I'm old and boring now. Question number three. Name songs you used to love that you no longer enjoy for any reason. What movies do you hate that everyone seems to love? All right. So the first part of this question, like I had songs that came to mind immediately. Songs that I used to love that I no longer enjoy. I hate, really do, because I hate him now. But Slow Wine by R. Kelly. And the entire 12 Play album by R. Kelly used to be some of my favorite music. But it has all since been ruined for obvious reasons that you all know of. I love R&B music and I love rap. And a lot of the music that I put on my playlist that I create and a lot of the music that I just listen to in my day to day is still old music from the 90s, 2000s, 80s. And that man was in a lot of people's music. And now I hate him. And I can't enjoy R. Kelly trying to put on a terrible Jamaican accent while trying to talk to this Jamaican girl in a jungle that they was dancing next to a fire. Go watch the video if you want to watch the video. But I can't even enjoy it anymore because he's an idiot. And fuck R. Kelly. As far as what movies I hate that everyone seems to love, I don't know. Black people are probably killing me for this, but I genuinely don't like Love Jones or Poetic Justice. I think both of them are trash movies. And before you kill me, it's because I don't even remember Love Jones. I genuinely don't know what that movie was about. And if anyone wants to take the time out to describe it to me, you should. All I know is that Nia Long was with that little skinny dude that all black women love. And they like made out in the street. And Poetic Justice, Janet Jackson turned out to be an asshole the entire time they was filming that. It's not really a compelling story to me. I don't know. Better movies exist. I don't care. Look, I'm gonna leave y'all with this. So, some of you may know me because of the 70-something odd episodes we've recorded, highlighting stuff with our family, with my baby, with my wife. You may know me as the lovable idiot who has really great time jokes, former knower of drug traffickers, West Indian idiot, all around fun loving guy. But I swear to God, right before recording this portion of this podcast, I called my wife in here to calm me down. Because I genuinely am like shaken with trying to express myself to people. So hopefully you guys take this and are kind in your feedback and you actually let me know, hey, you know, you don't suck. Obviously you're going to get better as we go. We're going to give you some good questions. We're going to help you better yourself because that is ultimately what I'm looking for at the end of the day. So thank you all for taking the time to listen to this. Hopefully, moving forward, you like these indie episodes. I'm going to go ahead and close this out. Please submit any questions or feedback for the next solo episode. Email us at blackmailmare@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 770-750-4098 that could be featured on a future episode with just I. Let me know what you think about this episode and be kind because if you aren't, I am going to not only play your feedback or put your comment up, I'm going to then start roasting you to make myself feel better. Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com, and follow our social media platforms. So on our episodes, we're actually going to give you our individual social media. So mine is actually Mikey_XXI. That's MIKEY_XXI. Or at Randy, which is RANDIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIII I, 6 E's. I'm not sure. On Twitter, we are at @_thechapmans. Patreon will be the first ones to get a taste of what these episodes look like. They'll always receive these episodes early. And hopefully they don't tear this one apart. Love you all. Be sure to check out our website. Again, that's www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. And our Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage, y'all. As always, be blessed, don't settle, and fight clean. Peace. I'm about to light the fuse. I just need me a cup. I'ma pour me the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice. Hello.